Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I was out a bit this morning just grabbing some last-minute groceries and things like that, and it was chaotic. You would think with the wind and the weather, I thought, oh, I'll get up early. Certainly people won't be out. It's too cold. No, everybody's out doing their last-minute shopping. What you're buying might actually cost the recipient to return. Yeah, I think that's how that works. That's who will get stuck with the price. Avery Hartmans is a senior reporter with Business Insider. Holiday shoppers might be stuck with this, right? Or I guess it's the recipient of the gift, because some people are charging you to bring back or return a gift. Is that what's happening now?
Yeah, so we are starting to see retailers charge for returns. And luckily, this is not for items that you want to return in person. For the most part, that's still entirely free. But say you order something in the mail or someone ships something to you and you want to send it back, a lot of companies are going to charge you a small fee for that now. And that can range anywhere from $3 to, I've seen, upwards of $10. And so you are going to start to see that if you do want to send it back through the mail.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. So when you order something online, let's say you send it to a relative in California, they return it online. Is it deducted from their store credit? Is that how it works, or does it just automatically go back on your credit card?
Yeah, so some will ask you to pay that fee. Otherwise, it will be deducted from the return cost total. And I should say it's not every company that's doing this. And I think that a lot of retailers are just starting to kind of test it out and see how customers react to it. And I think, you know, if they get a kind of strong negative reaction, we may not see this become the norm.
That's what they do. And when you say a strong negative reaction, that's usually on social media, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say social media backlash would be a concern. And then honestly, retailers are worried about customer loyalty, and I think that having a seamless and cheap or free returns process has gotten really important to customers who are shopping online. And so, you know, retailers are hesitant to introduce new things like this because they don't want to lose a loyal shopper who might say, you know what, I'm going to shop somewhere else if I'm going to have to pay.
Right. It's a struggle, and I am one of those people. If I have to jump through a bunch of hoops to return anything, then I'm probably not going to shop with you in the future, because I just want it to be seamless and easy. In fact, I really like Nordstrom, not that I've shopped there in the past 6 or 8 months, but I like that you can just walk in and return it to any counter you walk up to. You don't have to go back to that department. You can just go, here it is. I don't like this. It doesn't fit. And they go, okay. And I think there's some other stores that do that as well.
Absolutely. And I think that one of the cool things that we're going to—
Oh, no, did we lose you? Avery Hartmans is with us, or was with us. She's a senior reporter with Business Insider. We're talking about retailers. She said they're testing the free returns policy, meaning if they get a lot of pushback on it, or they see, you know, a lot of hate show up on social media, then they might say, okay, it will definitely stay a free return policy. But right now, it looks like some companies will actually, you know, charge you a bit, a restocking fee. That's kind of what they call it, Avery, because they've always done that on big ticket items, right? They charge you a restocking fee.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that one of the things that we don't think about as shoppers a lot of the time is that there is labor involved in accepting these items back. And so it's not just the cost of shipping it and, you know, sending it back to the company that you bought it from, but it's also the cost of the labor involved. And that's, you know, processing the items, sorting them, sometimes cleaning them, and getting them ready to resell to someone else. And those costs have gone up in the last couple of years. And so that's where some of the more expensive parts of this are coming from. And I think that's why we're starting to see some retailers say, I'm going to pass that cost along to the consumer a little bit, as much as I can get away with.
Some guest on the show probably 5-6 months ago was talking about this, and they said that during COVID, people would order a coat and they'd go, I'm not really sure what size I wear. I'll just order 3 in 3 different sizes and have them all shipped, and then I'll return them for free. And like you said, if you are only keeping one and you're sending back 2, and you imagine there are millions of people doing that, that really is a big cost for most retailers.
Absolutely. And there's actually a term for that. It's called bracketing. And so that's when, like you said, you buy something in a couple of sizes or a couple of colors and sort of evaluate when you get it. And I think that's just part of that's sort of risen because of the rise of online shopping. You can't touch it. You can't see it. You can't try it on. And so people want to be safe. They want to make sure they only have to do this once and, you know, get the item, get the exact item that they want. And it works out really well for customers, but that's, I think, where we're seeing some of the frustration among retailers because they're just getting so much stuff sent back to them. You know, online shopping has only increased in recent years. This process of bracketing has only increased in recent years. And so it's just a ton of stuff for them to deal with.
And Avery, are you guilty of that? Have you ordered more than one in a different color or different size?
Oh, absolutely.
Me too.
We all have.
Me too. And that's why I'm like, oh, when you said there's a term for it, I'm like, okay, that my name's attached to that one for sure.
Oh, yeah.
What else do we know about online shopping? What are the trends? What is happening as we go into 2023?
Yeah, so I think I would say, like, for consumers, just be really mindful of a company's return policy when you're shopping. I think we're starting to see retailers shorten that return window. And again, it's not everybody, but it's just important to be mindful of, do you have 30 days to send this back or do you have 90? I think the other thing that we're seeing a lot is more retailers put things on final sale, which means you cannot return it at all. So I think it's just important as, you know, all of us are shopping online more these days. Like, a lot of companies are encouraging you to shop online. But when you're doing that, just don't do it with blind faith. You may, you know, fall into a couple of pitfalls where you spend more than you want to, or you can't send an item back and you're stuck with it. And I think especially right now when there's tons of sales and there will be a lot more after the holidays, it's really easy to get excited and to just kind of put in that credit card information. But, you know, you don't want to pay any more than you have to, I think.
Well, and the fact of the matter is that it's just easy because the credit card information is already there. We click it and we don't even read the fine print. So that is a good warning to everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a beautiful holiday season.
Thanks. Same to you.
Avery Hartman, senior reporter with Business Insider.